Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be completing the fifth perek of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We are actually at a pretty low point before it gets higher again, which is after the conquest of the Pleshtim, in which they destroy the Mishkan, capture the Aron, and kill many, 30,000 Israelites, including Hophni and Pinchas, the would-be heirs to leadership. And we're now given an aside where the story continues, not where we knew it was happening, but in the Philistine territory. The Philistines take the ark and they place it in Ashdod, which of course is in those days was part of the Philistine coastal territory, and bring it to their house of worship with their god Dagon. Of course, the word Dagon is, as Rashi points out, is similar to the word Dag, which is fish, because the Philistines are a seafaring people. They're not indigenous to the land of Canaan. They come from the isles in the Mediterranean, conquering coastal areas, including the coastal plains of Israel, which is where they are right now. And of course, their god is very much related to seafaring. Dagon is this half fish, half human god. So they place the Aron in the room or in the is the service room of this Dagon, and what they found is that in the next morning they found that Dagon had been knocked over. He was fallen in front of the Aron, and in fact, not only did the god fall, but this statue had broken. The hands were like lying broken in front of the Aron of Hashem, as if Dagon was in fact like submitting or powerless to the Aron. And because of this, in fact, the pasuk tells us that people till this day in Ashdod will not stand on the door frame of that room, because that's where his hands, the Dagon's hands, were found when fallen through him to the Aron. In the meantime, as the Aron continues to stay in Ashdod, Hashem sends a plague, which is called Ofalim, or that's the ksiv, that's the way it's written, but we read it in a euphemistic way, which is called Techorim. Techorim literally is some sort of disease, some sort of hemorrhoids. What Rashi explains is that it's an infection in the intestines, and Rashi describes in terrible detail about like how vermin or certain entities would enter the human body through the rectum and consume them inwardly. Terrible, terrible disease which affected the people of Ashdod, and people got very upset about this and started calling the leadership of the Philistines, saying, "We can't deal with this." And so the Sarnei Plishtim, these are all the leaders of the Philistines, said, "You know what, we can't stay in Ashdod, it's probably a bad place." And they send it off to Gat, which is one of the major cities in the Gaza area under the Philistine rule. Problem is that not, in that city, then the plague was rampant. Everybody in the city started getting smitten with the same plague, and people started dying. And they decided then, as a council, to move it to Ekron, which was another city in Gath, in the Philistine. They're clearly not getting the picture here. But before it arrives in Ekron, everybody in Ekron suddenly cries out and rejects the Aron being brought there. They said, "Why are you going to try to kill us?" And they turn to the Plishtim, and they says, they turn to the Sarnei Plishtim, and they said, "We need to send this Aron back so we don't die." And it describes that those who didn't die because of the plague were hit by this terrible disease, and even it was so bad that Vatal Shavasair Hashemaimah, even God heard the suffering of these people. Is that, you know, these are the enemies of the Jews, but Vatal Shavas that even God heard how much they were suffering. This is really the end of the parak. It's a very short parak, only 12 psukim. Just one or two points to ponder quickly when looking at this parak. One thing which the Malbim points out, which is really interesting over here, is that the Philistines are falling prey to the same problem that the Israelites did in the previous parak. The Israelites had this problem in conception that they thought that the answer to all their problems was bringing out the Aron, because the Aron would be suddenly, you know, the object, you would be there, there would be the object of success. And it wasn't. It was about their actions were more important than the object, and they lost that battle. Interestingly enough, the Philistines are making the same mistake, because first, when they see this happening, they're not prepared to admit that there might be something theologically wrong in what they've done. They say, "Oh, well, you know what, we're not going to step on this door post, the door frame where Dagon fell down." Meaning to say, it might be to do with the place rather than the significance of it being submitting to the Aron. Then when they see that people are dying in the city and afflicted by this plague in Ashdod, instead of saying, "Well, there's something wrong with the Aron and keeping it captive," they send it to Gath. Maybe it's the place. So meaning they're suffering from the same misconception of really just sort of absorbing and accepting the reality which lies in front of them. That's number one, and it takes a long time for people to really get around that. The second point, and the Malbim adds in Perek in Pasuk Tes, is a really fascinating point, and that is, you see something interesting over here on a social level, and that is that the leaders are slower to react than the people themselves. Leaders will say, you know what, we've got a point to prove, we need to prove this point, we're going to keep this iron at all costs. Ultimately, it turns into a rebellion on the streets, where the people say, we can no longer handle this. This is not tolerable to make us suffer because of the point that you're trying to prove. And if you think about through history, this is something which comes out time and time again, where leaders sacrifice individuals for their greater scheme, and sometimes the individuals say, we can no longer, the street, the proletariat says, we can no longer accept this. You know, a few weeks ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu sent out a video commenting on Ali Raza, who is an Iranian boxer, a martial arts competitor in a international games, who was forced by his coach to submit and to give up his potential medal in order not to face an Israeli in the next round. So he threw the match that was going to lead him to the next round to fight against an Israeli. And Prime Minister Netanyahu was saying to all the sportsmen out there is, that's what Iran does. Iran makes its citizens suffer because of its bigger agenda. And this is what the Malbim is saying is going on over here, is that over here the Philistines are hanging on to the belief, and they're grasping at the straws that they can hold this iron, and they're trying to move it around and explain around it, and the people of Ekron say, sorry, we're dying. And therefore the rebellion is mounted, and now in the next parak we're going to see how in fact they're going to have to resolve this issue. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.